Okay, so the tour in the beginning of Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, he writes that we begin to blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he explains, based on the Medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu went up on the mountain on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and that was due to the fact that the shofar was blown, to suggest this symbolically that it was a zman for tshuva. And Moshe was going up on the mountain, Alei Elai Hehara. And he adds that the reason why this was done was Shelo Yitu Oid Achar Vodazar. The Klai Yisrael shouldn't stray after Vodazar. And the Chidush Arim, in the Sefer Haschus, he works on explaining the correlation between Moshe going up on the mountain and Shelo Yitu Oid Achar Vodazar. And we'll try to do the same, Bezes Hashem, perhaps in a different way. Secondly, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah as well, we find Mechaber writes, he's discussing whether or not the Shliach Tzibur is allowed to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So the Rama, he adds, that if somebody else blows the shofar for the Tkiyos de Meyushav, which is the first 30 blasts, then that same person should also blow the Tkiyos for the Tkiyos de Me'umad, which is the final 70 blasts. And he explains, Kol ha'maschal b'mitzvah omim l'gmar, that he who begins a mitzvah should complete it. To my knowledge, this is the only time that this lashon is found in Shulchan Aruch, meaning in the Lashonis of the Mechaber and the Rama. And it's really a davar shebi'agada. The source of this din goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu and Pinchas, that Pinchas began. He was the maschil in fighting against Midian. He killed Cosby and Zimri. So when it came to fighting Midian, in the beginning of Parshas Matos, Hashem tells Moshe, you go out and do it. And Moshe responds, why should I be the one? We should give it to Pinchas. Kol ha'maschal b'mitzvah omim l'gmar. So let's try to understand what this concept has to do with shofar and in Yoni Rosh Hashanah. So there's a din we spoke about 2 weeks ago, a concept really, of Torah Chadasha Me'iti Teitzeh, that a new Torah will be given to Klal Yisrael. And we explained many times over that it doesn't mean Chas v'Shalom that there will be a new Torah. It means that it will be the same Torah, but Parim Chadash is Bo'ol Lakan, that it'll have a totally different understanding to us with the revelation of the Or HaTorah, with Pnimis HaTorah. And we didn't get into the details at the time, but the Medrash, in giving an example of this idea of Torah Chadash and Me'iti Teitzeh, brings an example from Shechita. And that's the Medrash in this week's Parash in the Tanchuma. Re'ei ma bein Yisrael l'mos ha'olam. Look at the difference between Klal Yisrael and the nations of the world. Im ein shechtin, ein eichlin. If we don't shecht, we don't eat. Aval umos ha'olam neichin va'eichlin. But the nations of the world, they have no problem eating without Shechita. Amal le'kadosh baruch hu Yisrael, and Hashem tells us, Chayeichem lo'olam habo atam eichlin me'oisim she'ein ishchatin. You will eat from behemoths which will not be shechted la'selava. And that is mi behemais v'levyasan, from the behemas and the levyasan. What is the Medrash referring to? So the Medrash elsewhere explains that there was going to be a war which will take place between the giant fish called the levyasan and the giant ox called the shor habar. And what will happen is that they will kill each other. It's not that one is going to be the victor. The levyasan will kill the shor habar, and at the same time the shor habar will kill the levyasan. And we'll be able to eat from that meat. I mean, the levyasan is a fish, so pashtus says that it doesn't need to have shechita, although it's questionable here. But the shor habor is a behemah, it should need shechita. And Hashem says, no, you're going to eat from the shor habor, even though it doesn't have shechita. There's going to be a heter shechita, Torah Chadasha Me'iti Teitzeh, that's why. Now, whether or not this is going to be an actual physical war, or as the Mefarshim explained it, perhaps a spiritual war, there's a heter shechita, Torah Chadasha Me'iti Teitze, and its place is in the Levyasan and in the Shor HaBor. Now, the whole idea of Shechita, even Mitzah Niglas HaTayr, whether or not it's a mitzvah, or just a heter, Machlokas Rishonim, even though there's a bracha on Shechita, and the Rambam learns from that Gemara that Shechita is in fact a mitzvah, the Taz says that it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's a Birchas HaShavach. Even though the Torah says Vizavachta, it's not clear that it's a mitzvah, and the question in Pnimius is, why not? Let's try to understand a little bit the nature of Shechita. It's found in this week's parsha, Vizavachta Mibkarcham Mitzanacham. We know that when it comes to the Hilchas Korbanos, there are four primary avodas which are done. That's Shechita, Kabbalas Hadam, the receiving of the blood, the Hailacha, the taking it to the Mizbeach, and the Zvikas Hadam. And three of the four must be done Al Yedei Kohen. However, the Shechita does not need to be done Al Yedei Kohen. The Gemara says Shechita is Nasas Al Yedei Zar. It can be done by a non-Kohen. And then the question arises, does that mean that the Kohen should not do it? Or do we say no, that just like he does the other Avodas, the Chatchila, it should be done Al Yedei Kohen? But just B'diavid, if it's done Al Yedei a Levi or Yisrael, so then it's Kasher. So in Pnimius HaTorah, we find a very interesting chiddush, that the fact that the Shechita can be done Al Yedei Zar implies that the Shechita should be done Al Yedei Zar, and not Al Yedei Kohen. And the Magid Mishraim explains in Parshas Chukas, V'shachat Yisrael le'in sheyehi Zar Shechit v'loi Kohen, the idea that the Shechita should be done by the Zar, not by the Kohen. The reason behind it is, de'ihu ish chesed, because the Kohen is a man of chesed, v'lav ihu kedai l'me'bedina, the Shechita. Since the Kohen is mitzad ha-chesed, he should not do the Shechita, which is mitzad ha-din. El azar shechit. The zar should be the one l'chatchila to do the Shechita. So we see Shechita is mitzad ha-din. It's not mitzad ha-chesed. It's mitzad ha-din. And this takes us to a very interesting place. You know, we read the Akedah on Rosh Hashanah, and it's a very central part of the davening. A focal point of the shofar. Of course, we blow a shofar shel ayil because the ayil was the animal by the akeda. And when we bring shechita into the picture of the akeda, as we see, as we're starting to see the relevance of shechita to Rosh Hashanah, if we take a look for a moment at the whole seder of what took place in the akeda, we find something very interesting. Hashem Yisrach tells Avraham Avinu, he says, I want you to go ahead and to shecht Yitzchak. Avram agrees, he's on his way. V'yikach es ha'esh v'es ha'macheles, he takes the esh and the macheles l'ishchot es b'nai. And as soon as he's about to shecht Yitzchak, a malach is sent, and it says, al tishlach yadcha l'nar. Don't send your hand to the nar. And then a second malach comes, and he gives Avram big rewards. Malach shenis min ha'shamayim, l'chein nishbati, n'mashem, ki yadati, ki re'lo kimata, and all the brachas which we are really living off of until today. Why was it done in such a way that Avram was on his way, he was told to shecht them, and then he was told not to shecht them? And the lesson that the Medrash is that Avram Avinu says, I told you, you told me to shecht them. So first you tell me to, and then you told me not. So Hashem says, no, I never told you to shecht them. Shechteyu lo yamarti. I never said shecht them. I said, ha'alehu. I said, put him as an aliyah on the Mizbeach. I never said to shecht them. Shechteyu lo yamarti ala aliyah. So what's going on here in Pnimius Bekitzer is that the fact that Hashem Yisbarach told Avraham Avinu that I want you to shech them, and then he made a member, Al Tishlach Yod Chalanar, is a remez to the inyan of Bittul Shechita. If there was a Havamina, it would have appeared that Hashem wanted Shechita. But no, there was never a Havamina to have Shechita. I never said anything about Shechita. I only said Ha'alehu. Shechteyu le'yamarti ela Ha'alehu. And what this is suggesting for us is that Shechita is not a lechatchila. There's two ways for a person to be nostalgic. One is Al Yedei, the Malach HaMavis, which is Cherev, which is what's called Shechita, because the Malach HaMavis shechs. And the other one is called Aliyah. There's Shechteyu and there's Ha'aleyu. We would call Ha'aleyu perhaps Mises Neshika, like Moshe Rabbeinu, but what Ha'aleyu means is that a tzaddik is Oyla his entire life. He's Hoydech Michael El Chayil. And then he comes to a place that he goes from this world to the next world. So it's just like he is taking one step, he's one foot in this world, one foot in the next world, then he enters into the next world. But that's just part of his Seder HaAliyah, because a tzaddik is a Ben Aliyah, like Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayelich Moshe. Moshe was a hoilich. Until he came to a point where Lo Yuchol Latzeis V'Lavoy. I can't keep going back and forth between the worlds. It came to time that he stepped from this world into the next world, and Moshe didn't have a shechita. It was Mises Neshika. Neshika means that it's not done b'derech shachtehu. It's done b'derech ha'aleu. That a person becomes a ben aliyah, and he's oila me'oilam la'oilam. This is alluded to here in the sugya of the Akedah, because it says, Vayikach Avram esa eish vesa ma'achelas. Now the ma'achelas is the shechita knife. But the eish is the inyan of ha'aleu, because eish goes up. Like Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi didn't have Shechita. He didn't die bidei Malach HaMaves. Eliyahu was a ben Aliyah. And he just went from this world to the next world. Now, he's able to go back and forth, unlike Moshe. But there's an idea called Ha'aleyu. And Aliyah is the Koyach Ha'esh. And that's why it says, Vayikach Avram es ha'esh ves ha'ma'achelas. There's the Koyach Ha'esh, and there's Koyach of Ma'achelas. Ma'achelas means to be consumed, which means that he's Necha. But it's referring to the Shechita knife. So we have a choice. To be Oyle, like Moshe and Eliyahu Hanavi, or to be ma'acheles. There's the eish and there's the ma'acheles. Ma'acheles was not used. That's called shachteyu v'yamarti ela ha'aleihu. Eventually what will happen is that there's going to be a bitul hashchita, and there's not going to be siluk neshama anymore ayde shchita. There's only going to be aliyah. And that's what we say, v'aviyoyisim ha'ay kodshi v'simachtim b'veis tevilasi, that there's going to be a simcha v'leiseihem v'zivcheihem l'ratzai namizbechi. That the zvicha will not be a zvicha which shall be shaloi l'ratzayin. Because when we have to shecht, so that's called a zvicha shaloi l'ratzayin. But oileisehem v'zivcheihem l'ratzayin amizbechi. That the aliyah will be a zvicha b'ratzayin. It will be a wanted zvicha. It will be the zvicha that Hashem wants. That's called oileisehem. That will be b'derech ha'aleihu. And Moshe is b'gematria ratzayin. And so therefore, Moshe was nestalik b'hai ratzayin, the Zohar says. The siluk of Moshe is by Ratzayin. That means that Moshe, he didn't have a zvicha when he died. He had what was called an aliyah l'Ratzayin. He was nestalik by Ratzayin. Moshe's gematria Ratzayin, like we said. So therefore, zivcheim l'Ratzayin means that he'll have an aliyah. That will be the tikkun. Like we say also, today is Rosh Chodesh. So we said in the davening, zivchei Ratzayin. The zvicha will be l'Ratzayin. When that happens, that will be a tremendous simcha. So the shofar is symbolic of this. As we said, that at the Maisa Kedu we see a bitul shchita. Al tishlach yadcha lanahar because shachtei olei marati ela haleihu. And out of that came the shofar. So what does the shofar have to do with that? Because if you take a look at the shofar, really the shofar comes from the head of the ram, and it's the ram's weapon. This is how the ram protects itself. It makes milchama to protect itself through its horn. But what do we do with that horn? We take it off its head, we bring it into the shul, and we use it as a clay shira. Haleluhu b'seik ha-shofar. We sing shira with that shofar. So that means that we're taking a clay milchama, which is like a knife, it's sword, and we're turning it into a clay shira. So we're turning a cherev shchita into a clay shira. That's the same thing as saying, shachteyu lo yamarti ela ha'aleihu. It's like a keem of the words of the Navi, La Yisa Gayal Gay Cherev, La Yimudu Ayim Melchama. We're taking the clay Melchama and we're turning it into a clay Shira, and we're going to make big Shiras to Kaddish Baruch Hu when that happens. But again, so therefore the Shofar is symbolic of Shachtei Olay Amarat Yala Haleo. And Hashem says, no more Shechita. I don't want Shechita in this world. Shechita is B'diyavid. That's why it's not a mitzvah. That's why it's not an Aideya Kohen. And in fact, when Avraham Avinu was on his way to do the Akedah, he turned to Hashem and he says, how can I do this? Bring this carbon. I'm not a Kohen. Shame is the Kohen. Hashem says, don't worry. I'm giving you the Kahuna of shame. You're going to become the Kohen Gadol. So it looked like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was preparing him to do the Avodah, but Be'emes he was causing him not to be able to do the Avodah, because when it came to do the Shechita, he says, he can't do the Shechita. How could the Kohen do the Shechita? It has to be done Ayyadei Zar. So had he not said anything, he could have done the Shechita. But the fact that Hashem made him into a Kohen was a Chachma, that now he can't and he shouldn't do the Shechita because he's the Kohen Gadol. So with Derech Remez, you know, the Shofar, Midaraisa, we have to blow 10 blasts. Gemara makes a whole drasha, many limudim, 10 blasts on Rosh Hashanah. But the minhag is, the Shla writes, that we do 100 blasts. So 9 blasts is the letter Tes. 100 blasts is the letter Kuf. The only difference between Shachat And schoik is the tes in the kuf. To turn shechet, which is shechita, which is the 9 blasts, but we don't want 9 blasts. We need 100 blasts, because by turning tes into kuf, is turning shechat into schoik. Vim timer, what does the word schoik have to do with this? Because this goes back to the Leviathan. Like we say on Rosh Chodesh, we say, Leviathan yatzar to lesachik boy. It's a schoik. What's going to happen with the Shara Boy and what's going to happen with the Leviathan is called a schoik, because that's the moment of Bittul Hashchita. And when there's Bittul Hashchita, so then Shachat will turn into schoik. And in fact, we can say that it's Merumis here, the Inyan of the Leviathan and the Shara Boy, in the Parsha of the Akedah. Before we say the Remez, so I think it's one of the first Be'er Halachas in Hilchas Shabbos, in Chelek Gimel of Mishnah Berurah, where he writes, why is it that we have yayin on Shabbos? Why do we eat basar? Why do we have dog? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that it's all a siman to La'asa Lavai. Shabbos is a day which is Yom Shekudu Shabbos U'minuchay Olamim. It's Me'ein Olam Abba. So on Shabbos, we drink wine because Hashem's going to give us for the yayin HaMashumar Me'anav M'sheshes M'breshes. It's a very special wine which is waiting for us. Why are we going to eat dog? Why do we eat dog on Shabbos? Because Hashem's going to give us from the Leviathan. And why do we eat meat? Because Hashem is going to give us from the Shor HaBor. So everything which we do on Shabbos is just a remez to what will happen on Lasa Lavu, which is why there's a great Simcha on Shabbos Kodesh. So getting back to the Akedah, we said it's a remez to the Bittul Shechita Lasa Lavu. Al Tishlach Yod Chalanar. No more Shechita. So we said that we take as Ha'esh v'samacheles. The Esh is a remez to Shachtehu, to Ha'aleihu, and the Macheles is a remez to Shachtehu. So Es Ha'esh is Gematria Shor HaBor, and Ha'ma'acheles is Gematria Leviathan. So in the place where we find the conflict between Shachtehu and Ha'aleihu, we find the conflict between the Leviathan and the Shor HaBor. So we said this has to do with Moshe. This has to do with Moshe because Moshe is Ratzon, and Moshe is in a Bittul Hashchita. Moshe was Mises Nashika. And the very first time that this took place, the Bittul Hashchita openly, was by Matan Torah. Because Hashem said, blow the shofar, Cheiris al haluchos, al tikri chalris al cheiris, and Chazal say Cheiris malach amavis, there was no more Misa. Once they did the Cheta Egel, Achein ka'adun tamusun, so Misa came back. But at that time, there was no more Misa. And Misa said that there's no more Shachtehu, there's only Ha'aleihu. Ali alei ha'har, and Moshe went up to the har. So Moshe is symbolic of the Inyan of Bittul Hashchita because it was his efforts that he went up and he received the Torah that there was a shofar which sounded, and when the shofar sounded, that was a very first open Bittul Hashchita. But this goes even back to the Akedah, because we had said before that two malachim came, and the second malach, the Sfarim say, was the malach. That malach was Moshe. We find Moshe is called malach. Ve'yishlach malach. Ve'yotzei mi'mitzrayim. Moshe is called malach. He was the second malach because it says in the pasuk that Hashem sent a malach to Avram, Sheinis min hashamayim, a second time. Sheinis min hashamayim, as far as I'm saying, is Rashi Tevis Moshe. Moshe was the second malach. After the Bittul Hashchita, Al Tishlach Yod Chalanar, that's when Moshe came. So we see that Moshe is associated with Bittul Hashchita. He's the Ratzayin. He was by the Akedah. It took place for Matan Torah. And he's also going to be the final Goyal. Like it says in Tikkun Ezar, after a whole discussion of the Shofar, it says Moshe was the first Goyal, he'll be the last Goyal, Masha Hayo Hu Sheyihyeh. What was will be Rashi Tevis Moshe. So with this we can understand why it is in Hilchas Shofar, going back to our original questions, that we find that he who blows the first set of tekiyos, he should also blow the last ones. Because first of all, the first ones is only, it's 30 only, but it includes the first 9, but you have to turn 9 into 100. So there has to be a hemshech through the shofar, Bittul Hashchita, the shachtei olei amarti, ala aleihu. But the concept is, kol amascha b'mitzvah omen l'gmor. What's the source of kol amascha b'mitzvah omen l'gmor? That's Moshe. Moshe and Eliyahu. Moshe is the machadish of the inyan of kol amascha b'mitzvah omen l'gmor. So since this is Moshe's inyan, so when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, to the shofar, which is Bittul Hashchita, so therefore we employ this concept, which is Moshe's chiddush, kol amascha b'mitzvah omen l'gmor, because Moshe, it lives that. He was the first maschil with the inyan of shofar, which is Bittul Hashchita, and he will be the final one. And we had said the Medrash, Alei Ilei Hahara. Moshe went up to the mountain on Rosh Chodesh Elul, which is today, which is the beginning of the first blast. There was a blast, Moshe's going up to the mountain. Shelo Yitu Oydach HaVodazar. There should be, we shouldn't follow any Vodazar anymore. So Alei Ilei Hahara, Moshe going up with the Shofar, is exactly the inyan of Ha'aleihu. Moshe went up to the mountain. That's Bittul Hashchita with the sounding of the Shofar. That's called Ha'aleihu. Alei Eilai Hehara. Why is it called Shelo Yitu Oidach Avoda Zara? Because we said before that the Avoda of Shechita is done on Yidei Zar. That's an Avoda in Mikdash which is done on Yidei Zar. That's called Avoda Zara. Because in the place where there's Ha'alehu, Alei Lehara, that's what's called Bittel Avoda Zara. That the fact that the Shechita is done on Yidei Zar, that's called Avoda Zara. Hashem doesn't want Shechita. He wants Bittel HaShechita. That's Torah Chadash Shemiti Teitzei. So in the place where you have Bittel HaShechita, that's where you have Alei Lehar. Shachteyu Le'amarti. Get rid of Avoda Zara. No more Shechita. Alei Lehar. Moshe goes up to the mountain. That's Moshe. Ratzain. The Inyan of Haleu. So Rosh Hashanah, therefore, is a time of Bittel HaShechita. That's how you come to Yom Kippur, which is like there is no more Misa. And then from there we come into Sukkot, which is Matzib Chaseinu. And that's also, you can say that Shachat turns into Sameach. The Tes is replaced by the Mem. And instead of Shachat, you have Simcha. And that's the Zman Simcha, which is Sukkot, without going into greater detail in that inyan. Sal Kapanim, we find the saying of Shachteyu Leimarti Ela Haleyu in its regard to the Bittul HaShechita, Atshishchiyot Chalanar, and the inyan of the Shofar not being a Klei Melchama, but being a Klei Shira Halud Hubaseka Shofar. But the Rechrem is Moshe b'miluo is gematria shachteyu ha'aleyu with the koil. Because Moshe is the inyan of shachteyu ha'aleyu. He's mevatel. Like we said before, Moshe's alei lehehara, which is aleyu, is mevatel the vodazar, which is the inyan of shachteyu. But we said atishach yod chalanar. So atishach yod chalanar is gematria shachteyu leyamarti ha'aleyu, which is the lashon that Hashem told Avraham Avinu at the Akedah. I don't want shechita. I want ha'aleyu. And the moment that chiddush was nizgala was atishtach yod chalanar, which is why we have the shayfer, which is the bittel klei melchama, which is magad leklei shira. Haluluhu b'seika shayfer. So b'seika shayfer is also gematria. Shachteyu le'amarti ela aleyu.